talking today with Kathy Vaughn. And Kathy, you are the incoming president of the Oklahoma Port Board, and Port Council. And so tell me a little bit about who you are and what you do. You work for Smithfields, that's right?
Yes, that's correct. So I'm Kathy Vaughn. I actually reside in Laverne, Oklahoma, in the northwestern corner of the state. And I am a safety coordinator with Smithfield Foods. So I handle employee safety and worker compensation. And then, as you mentioned, I am also a board member here with Oklahoma Port Council.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been involved with the Port Council?
So this is going into my sixth year. So I've served my second term now with the board. We have three-year terms, so coming into my last and final year.
Okay. And so, obviously it's a big time commitment to get involved in these sort of things and go through the various officer chairs. Why the service? Why do you choose to do this?
Sure. It's definitely time consuming, as you said, but I feel like it's important for those of us who work in the industry to be a part of these state organizations as well as the national organizations, just to make sure that our employees and what we do every day, our voices are being heard, as well as just making sure that we're helping to move the industry forward. And so, who better to drive that industry than the people that are working in it every day, and to come and be a part of these types of organizations.
Mm-hmm. We've already today, we're still kind of early on, and we've heard a lot of different discussions about various issues going on in the industry right now. Is there anything in particular that sticks out to you right now as particularly concerning?
Sure. There's always a concern over our herd health, and there's definitely a threat today with African swine fever, and the rate of spread today in the in the European countries. And so that's definitely something I think that's on most of our heads today. And so for us, it's just making sure that biosecurity is at the forefront of everything that we do, and making sure that we are doing everything possible to keep our pigs healthy.
So in this new position that you'll be filling, is there anything in particular that you hope to bring to the table, anything that you hope to put on the agenda to advance during your term?
I think that today that's, I kind of go back to the African swine fever issue. I think it's very imperative for us to be prepared. And so I think that our current board structure is, and with the direction of Roy Lee, the executive director, that path is kind of being laid out. And so I would expect that that's going to be one of my big responsibilities this year, is just making sure that we continue the conversation with producers. We continue the conversations with our lawmakers and the people in our state agencies, to make sure that everyone is truly connected to how big of an issue this could be if we get this disease in the United States. Unfortunately, I think that we're on the right path. And so I think that that's obviously going to be a big thing. But, it's still very important for us to every day have a conversation with people about what we do and how we do it, and that we're, we take pride in being responsible environmental stewards, as well as animal care and the other aspects that we have around our We Care program. So I think just continuation of what people before me have kind of laid the groundwork for.